On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's golf team took part in the St. Cloud State Husky Classic last weekend. Low score of the weekend for BSU came from freshman John Hoftall out of Prior Lake. John, congratulations on the rounds.
Thank you very much. It was a tough first day out there, let's say that. Lots of rain. The team held it together. We actually played really well for the first day, but St. Cloud knows that course really well, so they took the first day from us, but tough conditions, I would say.
Your first round, you shot a 78, six over. Second round, 72. How much better scoring weather? How much better scoring conditions, ground conditions, everything were there in day two?
Day two, first day, they had a lot of gnats out there, let's say. And then second day, we thought it'd be a lot better with the gnats, but they were still tough out there. I grinded out there a lot day two, but the day two conditions were a lot better. A lot nicer, sunnier out, not rainy, but winds kept it down, ground was nice, and played good for us the second day.
Everything that I've heard your coach talk about this year is he's been very impressed with the freshmen as a whole. As a group, did you guys think you'd be contributing this early and contributing this much?
To be honest, I didn't think we were going to be contributing that much. Coach said that we'd probably get two tournaments this fall season, and then I don't know, my game stepped up and I have been contributing a lot. Same with Andrew Benson and Nathan Brown, who's from Canada. We've been stepping it up and contributing to the team a lot, so that's good that we've been shooting well.
What are your scores now compared to all summer?
My scores now have probably been about the same this summer, and I don't know. I think if I keep going with it, they can be a lot lower.
What's the best part of your game?
Best part of my game would probably be, I'd say, my putting or short game. Would definitely be my best part.
You guys will head to Nebraska, take part in a NSIC Rocky Mountain crossover coming up this weekend. You guys know the lineup as of yet?
We know we're going to take our first team that we had at Troy Byrne 2 weeks ago, but I don't know if I'll be playing in it this weekend because I'm getting my wisdom teeth pulled actually tomorrow, so I'm deciding if I want to go down there or not tomorrow because coach needs the roster in by 6 o'clock.
Coming in as a freshman, have you found it hard to balance the student part of student athlete?
Yeah, it's definitely been hard missing a lot of school on Mondays. It's most of my classes are on Mondays, and we have our tournaments run Sunday and Monday, so I don't know, it's been difficult, but I'll be catching up hopefully soon.
Why'd you choose Bemidji?
I like the campus and like the outdoors up here, and when I talked to coach, seemed like a pretty good guy, and he knew what he was doing, so I chose Bemidji. It's a good school.
You had some pretty talented upperclassmen on this team, too. How much have you learned from them, even just in the few short weeks here of the fall season?
I've learned actually a lot from them. Casey Hill and Danny Menton have been probably the biggest part with the upperclassmen to me. They've taught me a lot more maturity. And, yeah, they've been the ones to keep us freshmen in line through these past few weeks.
John? I'd say enjoy the weekend, but after Wisdom Teeth, even if you play, I don't think you will, but good luck the rest of the fall.
Thank you very much.
For more information about the BSU golf team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.